Blog Talk Radio.
If you start to search, the odds are excellent you will find good ideas. If you search, you will find. Finding is reserved for those that search. Ideas are not reserved for those that hope. They're not reserved for those that wish. They're not reserved for those who complain. Good ideas are reserved for those that search. You will find good ideas.
Turn up. That's right. Turn up. That's right. Tonight is about searching. Turn up your technique. And this is for bosses and entrepreneurs only. You are live and tuned into Smooches Radio, a woman-owned radio venture, smooching love, hugs, and kisses all around the globe. And today is Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays. Each and every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we bring our listeners, small business owners, authors, artists and entrepreneurs, including those inventors out there that are wanting more information about how to continue levitating their business to where they want it to go. The vision plan is set. That's right. The vision plan is set. And we have been giving each and every one of you a very personal and intimate look at some of the best experiences around the world. And I want you to begin to just imagine the possibilities. Just 2 hours ago, I was just honored to be able to go to New Jersey Hair Spa and Salon, located in Union, New Jersey. And one of the greatest things I've seen is the cross-marketing that is beginning to occur on so many different levels. This is a hair and spa, and the owner knows how important it is to cross-market or co-collaborate with other business owners. And so tonight, there were so many possibilities, and the opportunities were endless, not just for the people that were in the chairs that were getting their hair done, but it was also a great thing for a small business owner to be able to share some space so that entrepreneurs and independent business owners can kind of get their products noticed. And so there were some products out there, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about those products when I come back. But I would love for you to listen to one of the artists that we have been highlighting all month. This month we went purple, and, you know, a lot of times on Fridays we keep it low-key, but we really want you to check this one out. This is Perfect Timing by Sync. He came in this week, and he's from Purple Elephant Music, and he is another loose cannon out there that needs to be heard. But I want you to check it out and tell me what you think. But it definitely belongs on our Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays, because Sync has been grinding for a very long time, and Perfect Timing is just the track for everyone out there that knows that you're going to have to turn up your technique. Smooches.
Yeah. Shit is easy. Oh. Hit me. Crazy. Insane. Lost my mind. I think I lost my brain. I can't find it. They calling me strange, but it's perfect timing. I'm feeling the same. Let's go. Bright lights in the city. Won't stop calling. I'll run to them quickly. Watch the stars fall and catch as many as I can. In my hands, I can hold about 50. And I make a wish on every single one. The art of evolution is elevation. So I elevate. Let me demonstrate. Lyrical illusions and levitation. Feel the sensation. Trying to replace the cynicism with a little bit of soul. That's a rhythm. The truth be told. These niggas too bold. So I know they gon' swing at everything that I'm pitching. Shit, I'm just trying not to lose my religion. Running in place. Can't escape this. Fuck it, here comes nothing, making sure they suffer from the pleasure and the pain. I give them my aim, I hit them. From this range, I can't miss them. Don't change the recipe, add more venom. More feeling, and I'm almost finished. All I need is one more minute. Indeed, if it's all on me, then I lose my shit. Totally committed to the rhyme I spit. Haters are prohibited for kicking at 666. This is only for the righteous. Yeah, and they ain't never like me. Maybe it's the roll of the dice that excites me. I mean, it's cold every night, the frost bites me. So it's only right that I change my name to Ice T. Whatever I aspire to be, burns that flame that fire me. Earn that pain, don't change the beat. Cause these motherfuckers say they wanna dance with me. Well, let's see. Yeah, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm going insane. Think think I lost my mind. I think I lost my brain. Cause I can't find it. I guess that's why they keep calling me strange. Well, that's perfect timing. Because I'm killing this pain. Let's go.
Purple Elephant Music, and the artist is Sync, and that was perfect timing. And that last snippet was from Jim Rohn, How Good It Is to Find Good Ideas. Nothing so perfect as a good idea and at the right time. And so that's what we're talking about tonight on Smooches Radio. We are talking about turning up your technique. That's right. And this is really for people who consider themselves entrepreneurs and bosses. As I, like I said, this not too long ago, 2 hours ago, I found myself in a very interesting and positive place. I was at New Jersey Hair Spa and Salon located in Union, New Jersey. Now, these women are definitely what it means to be up and about, faithful, and moving towards, and that's what we're going to be talking about, moving towards, moving your technique, growing your personal brand, and learning how to place your brand where it needs to be. And so we also had some young ladies out there. Thank you to the young lady out there with the Bedroom Candy. There was a display in there from an entrepreneur from Bedroom Candy, and I thought that was a perfect place, especially when it's all ladies, and there were some gentlemen in there that kind of got an opportunity to share some of the Bedroom Candy products. But just think about if you are selling jewelry or selling something really personal, intimate, where else could you do it besides a house party? Could you take it to, you know, a place like a hair spa and salon? Could you take it to the beginning or the front of a supermarket and ask for space in the front? Think about some of the unused spaces at some of the places that you visit and occupy a lot of times. You just go, maybe in your dentist's office. And think about how you and your dentist, or you and anyone else that you provide that provides a service to you, see how you can cross market so that both of you can come out with a win-win situation. And that's what turning up your technique means. It means to find a place where you can have a win-win situation. And I think that a lot of times, if someone has been getting your business for quite some time, that it doesn't hurt to ask. So that's what it means by turning up your technique. And now that you have a growing business, then everybody needs to be a part of it. I heard a long time ago when I started some of that multi-level marketing, someone told me, you know what? You service a lot of places. If they can't service you, then stop servicing them. That's one of the sure methods. If you're a loyal customer to some place like Target and they know you and you're spending a gobs of money, I don't understand what the problem would be for you to be able to display your goods or at least have them at least listen to how to cross market so that everybody else makes it to the other side. So just think about it. And right now I just want you to start to write down a couple of key things that we've been thinking about as we thought about building on this show. And so we're thinking about building a personal brand, and we've been talking the last two shows about, you know, how to build a personal brand. Now, last show, what we talked about was we shared that you can build a brand by getting noticed in social circles. And so a lot of times when I would do MLMs or social network marketing, what happened was they would always have these events. And the people who make the events are usually people who really want whatever it is. They really want to be at the top. They want to be a platinum. They want to be up there. But if you notice, there are not that many people at the top. And that's why a lot of times multi-level marketing is considered a pyramid scam. Now, I can tell you this. It depends on the person. Everybody has to understand what they need to do in order to get that business up to par, turning up your business technique. And so anyway, establishing on an online presence is another way that you can start to turn up your technique, especially with your brand, because there are so many places that you can place free ads. And we talked about a little bit about that last week. And the last thing is becoming familiar with social sites that help you, that help newer growing businesses. So each day when you're waking up, a portion of your day, there used to be something called a newspaper that were delivered at people's doors. But now with social, you know, with online, you know, and the internet, you can go right to MSN and get the news. And so what's happening is a lot of people aren't getting the newspaper anymore. But there are plenty of places online that are looking for people to place free ads. And some of those places actually have you pay for ads, but a lot of the places don't. I want you to try to get your business to grow with a very low overhead cost and to be able to place your products where they're going to get the visibility. In the beginning, so, you know, Smooches Radio, we placed a lot of ads on Craigslist. We place ads to let people know that we are doing, you know, talk shows, but also personal exclusive view interviews. And we can also get you, the listener, if you do music, we can get you placed in one of the hip-hop magazines. And we did that over and over again. And with, you know, just constantly and consistently doing it, we definitely have grown our brand in a lot of different ways using that platform. There are so many other places that you can do it, like Backpage. You can let people know that you're offering free classes. There are so many ways to get it out there. If you have an MLM and you're selling something like Organogold, Avon, you can also share something with people about how to motivate people to start their own business, whether it's the business that you're into or not. Just think about how much your business will turn up if you try to change your techniques or if you try new techniques. But I can tell you, Some of the techniques that we've shared tonight are definitely old, tried, and true techniques. Going to social events and plugging yourself, exchanging business cards, those are one of the very first ways that people are doing it. Door to door, you know, people are, you know, they're very skeptical about door to door, but I don't think that there's anything wrong with going in your general neighborhood and letting people know that you do have a business. Sometimes PTA meetings for, you know, parents out there, let the PTA president know that you will, you know, do a fundraiser with your business. There's so many places that you can do it, and I want you to just become creative on your own. We could share and share all night. But if this is not something that you're into, then you have to find out what it is that you will actually do to turn up your technique. And so some people like to have the online, you know, branding. Some people like to have face-to-face branding. Some people like to put out many flyers and put them on people's cars, and they end up on the ground. But placing your product should be a part of your presence. And that's what we were talking about, establishing a presence, getting a presence. It made me feel really good to meet a young person who was in a political arena and name this radio an adventure, and for them to say, I've heard of it before, and really look sincere about that. Yeah, I've heard of that before. And the branding that we have is just very simple. It's something that, you know, that our team came up with, and I like it. It to me, there's nothing else out there like it, and we're going to continue pushing that because we want to smooch the world. We want you to know that you can smooch your life, but tonight we want you to put your entrepreneur skills on fleek. Right here on Smooches Radio, we're going to come back from the break, and we're going to share a little bit more of turning up techniques and what you can do to grow your personal brand as soon as we return. Now, check this out. This is Millie Dion. He came to Smooches Radio, at the beginning of Black History Month, and he definitely is trying some really different things to turn up his technique. He's actually taking a risk out there, and he's building a brand off of rock music, and he's a really rare jewel out there in Lake Charles, Louisiana. But it's all about Purple Elephant music all month long. Thank you out there to the Purple Elephant team, one dream. But check this out, and we're going to come right back with more Turn Up Your Technique, the presence essence on Smooches Radio.
Wanna die with the will. Nigga, fuck with holding facts, I try to help. If you know about Tony Stacks, I got myself. Nah, I got my team. Money, brother, supreme. Purple elephant music, what the fuck is that proving? It's proving that they all believe in me. If we stick to the dreams, we'll see. The blessings that come with success. Can't rest, trying to run from the stress. I tried to disguise how I felt, and I finally realized I can't hide from myself. Nah.
Got on the hottest in the city, going hard every time. Ain't nobody fucking with me. Fucking with, I willingly. Under surge of power, releasing, engaging remedy. Come on, understand the infatuation that I decree. I'd rather be myself than I question myself of your beliefs. Conquering the demons, it's hovering deep inside of me. Discovering the truth and be waking to self-made masterpiece. You can save your mockery, it's becoming obsolete. I will not be silent. Hey, your time won't keep me hiding. I'll keep me locked away from my passion that's so inviting. I can see your fear in your eye. Your conscience providing me with the power empowering you. You can't deny it. Yeah, I will continue fighting. Mastering the gift that's been given to me despite it. Hatred and dishonor and those of you that's fanatic beneath me can't override it. I feel the fire ignite.
Got a chance to listen to some of that great motivation, but you know, think about some of the things that you're asking yourself. Don't wish it was easier, okay? Just wish that you could that you had better skills. Think about some of the things that he's asking you to do. He's asking you to turn up your technique. It's the way you're looking at things right now. And the way we're looking at it is we're looking at it from a place of difficulty. We're looking at it from a place of fear. We're thinking about moving away from it when we need to be moving towards it. Get up and go and get your brand. New promotions are always, every week there should be something that you and your team should plan to bring your promotions up to par. If you need help with branding, there are several places that you can go, not just to your local library, which is still free, but also you can go online, and there are so many blogs, there are so many places, and it seems as if we're all asking for the same thing. We want more freedom, we want more money, but we just don't want to do the research. One of the things that Jim Rohn said is that there are ideas. They're growing every day. You're finding ideas because you're looking for new ideas. One of the words that we put out on one of our social networks, IG, this week was serendipity. Discovering and finding things, having a knack for finding things. You can only be able to find things when you're looking. I remember when I was a young girl, I was always looking on the ground, and people said, why do you keep your eyes on the ground? You're always looking down. They thought that was identified as low self-esteem. How about I found $20 one day, and after that I was always looking for more money? But according to everyone around me, the adults and my teachers considered that I had low self-esteem. I was looking for another opportunity. And that's what you are getting ready to learn and share tonight. If you want to call in, you can always call in and call us with some of your new techniques. Your techniques are going to be on fleek because tonight we want you to turn up your techniques right here on Thank God I'm Financially Free Fridays, TGIFFFF. It's about the presence essence, making yourself known, getting yourself out there, establishing an online presence, building your social circles, starting networks of people that can share information. That is such a great thing. You're giving away some great things, and in return, a lot of that positive energy is coming right back to your business. I stepped into one of the greatest places tonight, New Jersey Hair Salon and Spa in Union, New Jersey, and I found that there are people and circles of people that are doing just that. They are sharing information. They're sharing space. They're sharing customers. And there's enough customers to go around. And there's enough information to go around. And your idea is waiting for you to do something with it, to take it to the next level. Your idea is inception to grow. And that's what Swimsters Radio is doing. We are growing a brand. We are doing it, and it's a progressive, and it's a very positive, movement. And a lot of the people that we are sharing this with have made a great leap because we are definitely turning up our techniques because we want to get them heard. I want you to go and share yourself with some of the people that we play tonight on tonight's music with Millie Dion at Purple Elephant Music. I want you to go and check him out on Facebook, Millie Dion, and Sync. That's right, Sync is Clarence Tatum. You can go and check him out at CINQTATUM. And at Wrong _ Way is Purple Elephant Music, and they have several other people on the circus team out there, and as well as Young Bugatti, and we have been sharing their music all month long. A great business out in Dallas, Texas, and the reason why we shared it is because Kenneth and Marquise make it, and there are other people that make that team, but they definitely have a vision, you know, for getting artists heard, and we just have to share that with you. But we are all done for tonight, and we're hoping that you gained a lot tonight, but we definitely will be back for a part three of Presence Essence, turning up your techniques. Last week it was all about presenting your presence. Next week we are going to be talking about finally getting where you want to be. Now that you're there, what do you do with your online branding? And we're going to talk about how you can start to make some moves by turning up your technique, getting branded, and getting your brand seeded and planted where you want it to be. But you have to tune in next week at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're all out of time tonight, but I thank you so much. I thank you so much to everyone out there that continues to support Smooches Radio. Also, we want to thank the Heavy Hitter. That's right, Heavy Bags. Show was on last night with Poppy Stores on 15 Minutes of Fame Radio. Your artists out there, go ahead and tell them that you are smooching them because Smooches Radio gave them free advertising promotion on our show, Radio to Radio. It's not about who's doing it the best. It's about how many of us are going to get together and do the very best we can for the artists out there. I thank you so much for tuning in tonight, and I know we will hear from you again. Please don't forget to tune in on Tuesday. We're back to Speak, Spit a Smooch Live. That's right, and it will be Women's Month, so you know what? The women are getting ready to do their thing in the month of March. Smooches, thank y'all all for tuning in. While you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches, good night.